This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Michael B. Casey, appellant versus State of Missouri, respondent, decided April 15, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, Michael B. Casey, no, ED1's Dirty, 300. Appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County Versters. Cause, number beer 17SL, CC03237, State of Missouri. Honorable Stanley J. Wallach, respondent. Filed April 15, 2025. Introduction. Michael B. Casey appeals the judgment denying his rule, 29.15.1. Amended motion for post-conviction relief. Casey argues the motion court clearly erred in denying his claims that appellate counsel was ineffective for 1. Failing to directly challenge the voluntariness of Casey's confession, and 2. For failing to challenge admitted demonstrative evidence, and 3. That trial counsel was ineffective for adducing evidence that a non-testifying witness identified movant. We disagree because appellate counsel was not ineffective for failing to bring non-meritorious claims on appeal, and trial counsel's cross-examination was sound trial strategy. The motion court's judgment is affirmed. 1. All rule references are to the Missouri Supreme Court Rules, 2023. 2. Factual and procedural background. On July 26, 2014, Casey was involved in a shooting at Heman Park following a University City High School all-class picnic. PC, an attendee of the picnic, witnessed Casey, RB, and the victim get into a verbal altercation in the parking lot. 2. PC de-escalated the situation, and the victim began to walk away. Casey then grabbed a firearm from a nearby Pontiac Grand Prix, shot and killed the victim before fleeing the scene with RB detectives arrested Casey, advised him of his Miranda 3 rights, and began interrogating him on August 7, 2014 at 3:20 p.m. He participated in live lineups at approximately 6:00 p.m. and 7:50 p.m. PC identified him as the shooter at the 7:50 p.m. lineup. Casey was taken for fingerprinting between 9:30 and 10:00 p.m. Subsequently, he observed Detective N enter the charge of first-degree murder into the computer system. Casey then confessed to shooting the victim. The interrogation ended around 10:00 p.m. Casey was given beverages and bathroom breaks when needed throughout the interrogation, which lasted approximately 7 hours. Following his confession, Casey spent the night in a holding cell. On the morning of August 8, 2014, detectives gave him breakfast and renewed his Miranda rights before taking him to the crime scene. Casey then performed a recorded reenactment of the events surrounding the July 26, 2014 shooting. No murder weapon was ever recovered. The state charged Casey with first-degree murder, first-degree assault, and 2 counts of armed criminal action. The case proceeded to jury trial on October 19, 2015. At trial, the state introduced PC's eyewitness account as well as Casey's confession to establish the type of firearm used. During the direct examination of SK, the state introduced a similar MAC-10 handgun too. The personal identifying information of the victim and witnesses has been omitted pursuant to Section 509.520, RSMO, Comancher Support 2023. 3 Miranda v. Arizona, 396 U.S. 868, 1969. 3 of the same make and model. Casey objected to the use of this demonstrative evidence, arguing it was more prejudicial than probative, and that a picture of the firearm would suffice to prove the weapon type used. The state responded that the firearm was offered for the purpose of demonstrating that it could be fired one-handed. The trial court overruled the objection, and the firearm was presented to the jury. Casey's trial counsel attempted to cross-examine Detective N about the interplay between Casey's multiple lineups and his confession. Specifically, counsel asked about the lineup conducted at 6:00 p.m. in which PC was not involved. In response, and without provocation, Detective N stated that another witness, LW, identified Casey as the shooter. Counsel objected to the statement as hearsay. The court sustained the objection and immediately instructed the jury to disregard Detective N's statement. The jury returned guilty verdicts for the lesser included offense of second-degree murder and 1 count of armed criminal action. Casey appealed, arguing that the trial court abused its discretion in excluding a defense expert's testimony regarding risk factors for false confessions in interrogation procedures. State v. Casey, 517 SW3 570 572, MOAP ED 2016. This court affirmed the convictions and held that the trial court acted within it.